It's amazing the way progress has strangled out old lifestyles. It's happening again in Waikiki. Waikiki Beach is refreshed every morning.
So we're not leaving physically. It's just that lifestyle that's in question right now.
Beach Boy Auntie Lori Saxman grew up on Waikiki Beach with Star Beach Boys, which began in 1972. She's concerned about a new company, Dive Oahu, which recently won both the city's Beach Boy concession contracts.
Mainly because we're not sure the other person's business plan. You know, the Beach Boys have a long tradition of doing business a certain way.
But, there, you know, it depends.
Hubert Chang is president of Hawaiian Oceans Waikiki. They've managed a Beach Boy stand for nearly 14 years.
I have people who are salaried or hourly. Then I have the canoe captains, second captains. They come when they want and they work when they want. It's a very romantic lifestyle. I accept that.
Yeah, so I grew up into it. The guys that I got working with me, they grew up into it.
Aaron Rutledge took over his grandfather's business, Star Beach Boys, when he graduated high school in 1988.
It's one of those things where people don't really come down to apply for a job. Maybe you're just there, and next thing you know, you're working.
Rutledge says canoe captains and surf instructors are independent contractors.
If they want to work today, they come to work today. If they don't want to come to work tomorrow, they don't come to work. So they're on their own schedule. They live within their means. You know, nobody's driving brand new cars and stuff like that, but the main thing is you're happy.
Or is it more important to have benefits and possibly overtime?
We are going to be paying as an employee and not as an independent contractor. So there are going to be benefits according to the Department of Labor.
Shelley Roffritz, manager of Dive Oahu, the firm that won both Beach Boy concession contracts. She says about 10 Beach Boys have joined their operation.
The city and county new contract requires a uniform. It requires a TB clearance, valid current lifeguard certification, and a valid instruction card through DLNR. It requires a drug test as well for all surf instructors and canoe captains.
New rules also require an electronic device that can generate a receipt, giving rise to those images of guys in khaki shorts and polos with iPads and name tags roaming the beach. Roffritz says there will be a set schedule, and while teaching, instructors will be paid hourly minimum plus a commission up to $30 to $55 per hour.
Whoever won the contract going forward was going to have to follow these guidelines.
Yesterday, Star Beach Boys lost their bid for a delay and are under pressure to move out quickly. They'll challenge the bid process in court in July. Hawaiian Ocean says leaving is just a matter of time for them.
A lot of the families go way back. This is not just where we come to work. This is our home. I live on Lili'uokalani Kalani and my keiki live on Ka'iulani Avenue. I've been on this beach since 6 years old. I mean, this is us.
Starting maybe today, Auntie Lori won't be putting on her bathing suit and walking to the ocean to work. Still, every morning, bird tracks in the sand, the sun beams generously, and waves sparkle invitingly out to the horizon. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.